Hello, my name is Gobinda Gill, and today I am talking to you about mental health awareness. This is the week of mental health awareness, where the discussion points are about raising awareness of mental health issues that pervade us in this community that we belong to. Mental health is on the rise. Statistics quite clearly show that mental illness and prescription towards mental illness is on the rise. And let's not forget about the people who haven't admitted to mental illness, people who think they're okay, but they may not be. Taking all the figures together, the rate at which mental illness is on the rise is alarming. This rise is alarming amongst elderly, middle-aged, and youngsters. Mental illness is a huge topic. Mental illness can be formed from anxiety, stress, leading to depression. Some of us may suffer acute or chronic anxiety. Some of us might suffer from negative stress levels. Some of us suffer from deep-seated depression. We have a lot of holistic and therapies available. Yoga, meditation. There are other strategies out there to use, such as music, setting goals. But despite all these strategies available, one has to first ascertain what is mental illness, why does it occur? And for somebody who is deeply and emotionally ill, the very idea of actually joining a group to perform yoga, meditation, to go running, to listen to music, actually may not be so promising. Mental illness has many forms. Somebody you may meet looks happy, looks like they've got no problem, they have a lovely smile, a great laugh, sense of humour, but internally, they may not be well. Slowly, this person isolates themselves enough to warrant somebody to believe something is not well. It's too much stigma resonating around mental illness. And for people who have suffered it, are more likely to perhaps provide the empathy with somebody else going through the same experience than somebody who perhaps hasn't suffered it. Mental illness is alive, it's kicking, it's a toxic of poison, and we have to find ways to try and eradicate the problem. For some, mental illness may be formed out of a tragic circumstance that may have occurred a long time before. So pinpointing some sort of accuracy, precision towards why mental illness is prevalent is a focal point. Once we can ascertain where this problem may have occurred from, then, only then, can small baby steps be taken in order to help control, if not fully eradicate, the problem. Battling with mental illness is not a short-term thing. It must be formed via consistent practices that involve a range of strategies. At the start of this podcast, I made reference to a few strategies which may be useful, but to that ill mind are impossible. Hence my phrasing of baby steps. And that starts perhaps at the home, or perhaps in a quiet space. Strategies such as deep breathing are very effective. Deep breathing is optimal if done correctly, with a breath through the nose for 4 seconds and a hold for 2, and then a release of slow out the mouth breaths for about 8 seconds. It enables you to just slow things down at a pace. This continued practice of deep breathing alone can provide some acute differences in the short term, but must be maintained over a longer, consistent term. Whilst deep breathing is effective, for that ill mind, a phrase I'm going to use is called mind chatter. And it is dampening and quietening the mind chatter that needs to be dealt with. Mind chatter is of the ilk where something is concentrated into your brain and keeps talking to you. It's like a deeper inner voice that can't let go. Situations are such that sometimes we can't let them go. We need to find ways of distracting ourselves. That doesn't mean that mind chatter will forget, and it doesn't mean it won't come back. It does. But we've got to build a solid frame to be able to control the mind chatter. Whilst some of these strategies I have found useful for myself may not work with others, there are a plethora of strategies available to help people cope with mental illness. Of course, what I am saying in this podcast is probably in reference to those people who are perhaps at acute stages of mental illness within the first or second year of. It's probably not for somebody who's suffering from mental illness over a range of years. But one hope from mental illness is admittance following profiling and then taking the necessary baby steps to help overcome. Nobody should be subjected to the stigma that emanates amongst us regarding mental illness. And slowly through education and awareness, we can break down these barriers. Thank you for listening. My name is Gobinder Gill, and I would be grateful for any feedback that is left behind following this podcast. Thank you.